welcome into our studio here at the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, who is so pumped up for Eagles Packers. I mean, how can you not be? It's got every element you can possibly want.
This is my favorite stadium in football.
Other than Lincoln Financial Field.
I love Lincoln Financial Field. But if you're a football fan, if you really love this game, cherish this game, this is to football people what Wrigley Field, what Fenway Park is to, are to baseball people. It's just the shrine of the NFL.
I'm kind of past it. We've been out there enough. I'm on the football game, Merrill.
I'm on the football game, too.
But I know.
I don't care if I go out there 50 times or 60 times. Every time I go down on that field, I can hear John Facenda resonate about the frozen tundra. And I can look across the sideline and envision Vince Lombardi pacing the sideline, wearing that black wool cap and the thick glasses and barking out the orders at his troops. I just love the whole aura of Green Bay, of Lambeau Field.
And the fact that the temperatures are going to be way below freezing kind of adds to the aura.
It does.
And the mystique of this game. And you'll see players who are tough guys out there without the shirt sleeves, the long sleeve shirts. And it's different than last year, Merrill, for a lot of reasons, and primarily because we will see maybe the best quarterback in the league, the one who's leading the ratings right now, Aaron Rodgers. And I think we've talked about the defense, great test for where Bill Davis's group is.
You're saying, you're making the bold statement right now that there's a big difference between Scott Tolzien and Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to go out on a limb and suggest that it will be difficult for the Eagles' defense, much more so than last year.
Absolutely. You are talking about the guy who's the best quarterback in the National Football League.
What do you do if you're Bill Davis?
You rush him. You rush him to pieces. Yeah, you have to put pressure. If Aaron Rodgers has time, he will pick you apart. I don't care how well your secondary is playing. If Aaron Rodgers has ample time, it's going to be a long day.
But he also creates time with his movement within the pocket, out of the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, would you consider spying him like the Eagles did just a teeny bit on Monday night against Cam Newton?
They'll do a lot of different things. I have great confidence in the scheming ability of Bill Davis. He'll figure it out. I mean, he'll have ways that he will find ways to get people to Aaron Rodgers. And you're getting great pass rushing. You are getting an amazing season right now, turned in by Connor Barwin. I mean, you could talk about the other guys who are doing well, but Connor Barwin has taken over. He is playing at a Pro Bowl level right now. He is one of the most feared pass rushers in the NFL.
And what's interesting, Bill Davis saying that he's not being asked to rush the quarterback more. It's just on the back end, the coverage is tighter, and that's giving the front seven a little bit more time to get to the quarterback.
That's true. But you've watched the tapes of these games. You've watched the games, and then you break them down, and you see them again and again. Some of the athletic things, the moves where Connor Barwin is flattening people or leaping over people, doing some of the things that are just exceptional, a lot of that is his athletic ability. Yes, the coverage is better. They're fundamentally sound. But Connor Barwin is just making plays.
Your opinion, Merrill, as we switch to the offensive side of the football, Mark Sanchez, start number one on Monday night. How do you do then? How much better does he have to be on Sunday?
Did a very good job. I don't know that he has to be better. He has to continue to avoid the rush. I thought he moved extremely well in the pocket. He has to look for his receivers and be on target. He found a Jordan Matthews a bunch of times, gave him a great game. I think that Jeremy Maclin will be more involved this week. Generally, when one receiver has a big game, he draws more attention the following week. And then the other guy has a chance to really go into a big game. And I think Jeremy Maclin's going to have a big game in Green Bay.
Your thoughts, Merrill, as the season gets colder, the weather colder, the run game becomes more important.
Mm-hmm.
Cranking up the run game, how do the Eagles do that?
They just block it. They just block it better. They create the holes for Shady McCoy. And Shady McCoy
so
is a prime-time player.
It's the holes, not McCoy.
I think it's the holes more than McCoy. I think the fact that you're going to have that offensive, four-fifths of the offensive line back for the second consecutive week, they will become more and more synchronized. And when there are cracks, you will see Shady explode.
I look for a lot of points scored in this game. Your thoughts?
I would think a lot of that depends on the weather. If it is that cold and if there is precipitation, it could be a low-scoring defensive struggle. If it's a perfect day for football and the field is runnable, where you can really motor through it, it could be a high-scoring game. But, you know, I think the Eagles' defense is getting to the point where they are lowering the opponent's outputs. I don't think Green Bay is going to put anything near 35 points on the board.
Well, we shall see, Merle. I can't wait for this to come. Sunday's going to be a huge
game. I can't
and,
either.
And we are all as excited as you are out there. Merle Reesby, thank you so much.
Thank you,
once
Dave.
Once again, for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.